Senator Orrin Hatch skips a debate. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce endorses Representative Jim Matheson. And Governor Gary Herbert reorganizes the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, August 22nd. I'm Brian Grimmett. Senator Orrin Hatch was absent from last night's U.S. Senate debate in Bountiful, where Democratic candidate Scott Howell challenged the 36-year incumbent to defend his record. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Howell, Independent Senate candidate Bill Barron, and Constitution Party candidate Sean McClausland debated Social Security reform, the nation's debt ceiling, a constitutional amendment requiring Congress to pass a budget, and trade. McClausland argued the U.S. can easily avoid outsourcing jobs caused by free trade policies.
Why not make it easier for us to create and make things here that increase the volume of business, of manufacturing, and how good our economy is and how many jobs we have here, instead of destroying that and sending them all overseas?
All took minor jabs at Hatch, who was represented by a name placard and an empty seat. Howell says he wanted to hear from Hatch himself and learn why the incumbent voted to extend tax breaks for companies that outsource.
And now he wants to make a move to really change America. And he's trying to ride on the coattails of Mitt Romney. I can tell you right now, Mitt Romney would want somebody who's been in the private sector, who understands what it means to create jobs, who understands the pains and challenges, than a Washington insider.
During the Republican Senate primary race, Hatch debated his opponent Dan Lilienquist only once. Utah Justice Party candidate Daniel Greary was also scheduled to attend but did not show. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson got an enthusiastic endorsement from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce yesterday. The organization is launching a voter education initiative to support pro-business candidates. More from KUER's Terry Gilday.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce supports small business, and the organization is endorsing lawmakers during this election season that vote with them at least 70% of the time. Rob Engstrom is the National Political Director for the Chamber. He says Matheson's voting record with the Chamber reaches nearly 80%.
Jim's been a friend of the Chamber for a long time. As you know, he voted against Obamacare. He supports reining in the alphabet soup of nameless, faceless bureaucrats in Washington who want to make it harder for our members to do business.
Congressman Matheson has always portrayed himself as a pro-business Democrat. He welcomed the Chamber's endorsement.
Well, to me, I think it's nice to have a nonpartisan group that's about substantive issues, about growing our economy, endorsing me. I mean, I think that's a key contrast in my race. I'm here to talk about how to move this economy forward.
In 2010, Matheson was one of only 21 Democrats in Congress endorsed by the chamber. Rob Engstrom says his organization decided to stick with the congressman this year based on his voting record and not endorse his Republican challenger, Mia Love. The chamber is scheduled to release a complete list of candidate endorsements in September. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert is reorganizing the leadership at a couple of state agencies. KUER's Dan Bomas reports.
Governor Gary Herbert is reorganizing his State Office of Planning and Budget into the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. He's tapped Kristen Cox to lead the realigned state agency. Cox has served as Executive Director of the Department of Workforce Services since 2007. Governor Herbert points to her work at Workforce Services as an example of how she'll tackle her new job.
She's been able to do more with less there than anybody ever has, saving the taxpayers over about $30 million, and realigning DWS's public assistance program with the demands of the workforce, and more particularly with the demands of what the employers want us to produce in the workforce.
Prior to her assignment at DWS, Cox ran for Lieutenant Governor of Maryland with Robert Ehrlich in 2006. In Maryland, she also served as the Director of the Governor's Office for Individuals with Disabilities. She's a graduate of Brigham Young University. Governor Herbert has named John Pierpont as Acting Director of the Department of Workforce Services now.
This year, $29 million will be spread out amongst Utah schools from the revenue generated by Utah school trust lands. KUER's Todd Patton tells us more.
The School and Institutional Trust Lands Administration manages 3.4 million acres in Utah that are set aside to help public institutions. The dividends from the use of these lands are distributed through the School Land Trust Program. Tim Donaldson is a school children's trust specialist at the Utah State Office of Education. He explained the unique local committee that decides how the funds are spent.
A two-person majority of elected parents, and then the principal serves on it, and there are elected teachers and staff from the school as well, and they review data and develop a school improvement plan on the school's greatest academic needs.
Margaret Bird is the director of the School Children's Trust. She says the money is used for a variety of academic improvements.
Some schools may be struggling because they don't have any money for their science equipment, and many schools have tutors to help the kids that are struggling, and other schools have fabulous programs for the bright kids that maybe need to be a little more challenged.
The money is distributed primarily on a per-pupil basis and can only be used to enhance the curriculum. Todd Patton, KUER News.
Susan Cox Powell's family is asking the West Valley City Council to release records from the police investigation of her disappearance in 2009. Attorney Ann Bremner told the council on Tuesday night that police records of Powell's disappearance and the investigation of her husband, Josh Powell, should be made available to Susan's parents because they are victims in the case. A city prosecutor told the council on Tuesday that the investigation is ongoing and releasing records could jeopardize it. The council has 5 business days to make a decision. Susan Powell's husband, Josh, killed himself and their 2 young sons in January at his home in Washington. Jennifer Twist pleaded not guilty to stealing money from Utah State University this week. She was accused of improperly awarding scholarships to members of her family, as well as stealing $36,000 in cash. She was fired in March from her job as Executive Director of Enrollment Services. She's due back in court in October. The Glenwood Cemetery in Park City is opened again 6 weeks after a 4-year-old boy was killed by a falling tombstone. The group that manages the historic cemetery has posted signs asking visitors to not touch the headstones and to stay on footpaths. And finally, Utah school nurses are urging parents to get preteens vaccinated for meningitis. The shot is recommended for 11 and 12-year-old kids with a booster at 18. The disease is spread by close contact, things such as kissing or sharing water bottles. The Utah School Nurse Association says only half of Utah teens have been vaccinated. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, August 22nd. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.